Hey everybody. Well, you may have gathered over the last week from Instagram or Facebook if you follow me or if you are in the Redesigning Midlife Facebook group that I had a funky case of COVID all last week. And I am still in the process of recovering. In fact, a couple of episodes ago, I actually said at the end that my workout motivation was if you're not feeling well, to stop. I had no idea what was getting ready to hit me. I mean, we never do. We never know we're gonna get sick, and then we are. So I won't lie. Being sick sucks. We all know that. And for me, not being able to go out and do the things that I enjoy, like riding my bike, or running. I was training for a half marathon. It's super painful when we're not able to do the things that we love to do. So it may be one of those things where you have worked really hard to establish your workout or exercise routine too, and then you got sick. And it stopped you in your tracks. And starting again, once you start to reemerge on the other side, while we're sick, we just want to get up and do things. But then when we're able to, sometimes it's hard to get restarted again. And sometimes we just might need a little kick in the pants to get up. So I've got some guidelines and some suggestions. Today, if you are needing to start again after being sick, these are things I am currently doing myself. And even if you aren't sick now, it's very probable that you might get sick or could get sick. I didn't think I could get sick. Of course, I knew I could get sick, but you don't expect to get sick, but then you do. So keep this episode on hand. And when it's time for you to get back up and moving, take a listen to it. So let's do this. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, "I'm starting today," and end it with, "I'll start again tomorrow"? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So you've worked really hard to get yourself motivated to start exercising, and you have put together a plan. Now you're sick, or you're getting over being sick. You're a little freaked out that you have lost everything that you have worked so hard for, including getting in the habit of actually working out itself. But let me be the first to tell you that you're not going to lose everything. There is nothing more important than the fact that you have already started your own fitness journey. Everything that you have gained until the day that you found out you were sick is going to serve you well in your recovery and help you be able to pick back up right where you left off. So don't let that bother you. Don't let that be a thought in your head. You're not going to be sick forever, even though it feels like you're going to be sick forever. You are going to return to your pre-illness health, body, fitness. It may take time, but it's important to remember how you personally feel about yourself, knowing that you have your fitness health under control. You're going to need that feeling when it's time when you get on the other side of this illness to get started again. So that being said, remember that pushing yourself when you're sick is never recommended by anyone. Anyone. If you get sick or you get a test result that proves you're sick, be sick. Just be sick. There's no way around it. Most people, when they're sick, absolutely cannot attempt to continue working out. Their body says, nah, you are not doing it. You are down. But there are some people that will try. They'll get up and try a workout and they'll be like, oh, I can't. And then they feel like a failure. If you're sick, be sick. Just stop. Let your body do its thing and heal itself, because if you don't give it that time, then you're just going to be sick longer, or you're going to get a little bit better and then you're going to get sick again. And it could be worse, or it could be something else completely different. Now, I'm not a doctor. Let me say that up front. But I think a lot of this is common sense and things we just need to hear. Now, if you're sick, remember to drink lots of water. I tend to do water, and I also do electrolytes to keep my hydration up while I'm sick. Rest, 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 rest. I can't say that enough. Rest even if you don't feel like it. And take extra vitamins. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I will say I always pile on extra D, C, B complex, and zinc when I feel like I'm getting sick. And then I definitely take my multivitamins every day when I'm well and when I'm sick. So when you're sick, as you're going through illness, you're going to wake up one day and you may have a little more mojo than you had yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, you haven't had a fever in a couple days. And you wake up and you're like, you know what? I may want to move to the next level today. I may want to accomplish one thing today, do something today. So let's take a look at, and let's talk about some things that you can start doing and adding in, and where you began to start putting your fitness journey back on track. If you have been in bed or on the couch for a full week, know that you have probably lost up to 30% of the fitness that you had before. But if you are smart and you don't make your illness an excuse to not pick back up, you can regain that 30% within a few weeks. Again, disclaimer, don't push yourself too hard. And while starting again is a great goal, the number one goal is to get your health back. Your body has done an amazing amount of work while you've been sick, while you were sleeping on the couch. So you need to be aware that it's not going to be ready to just jump back into what you were doing before. So first things first, get 20 minutes of sunshine today, every day, but today. You've been inside, you've been cooped up. Get outside if at all possible. Get some fresh air. Breathe it in, breathe it out. Next, if you have a little bit of energy, clean your space. There is nothing funkier than the area that you've been laying around in when you haven't felt well. That feeling will make you continue to not feel well, just because it gets kind of gross. So clean your space. You know, the smell of a clean, germ-free area may help refocus you. Wash your sheets, wash your pajamas, throw away all those used tissues that you've just thrown on the floor. That's kind of been my nightly thing. I've been walking around and I pick up all the the Kleenex that is littering the floor and throw them away. Now, one day last weekend, I finally woke up and just felt the need to get up, get on my feet after days of not feeling that way at all. If you wake up like this, you got to take advantage of it. And this is how I think you should start getting back into it. Start with a 20-minute walk. Put on your tennis shoes. Go outside if you can, or a treadmill if you have one. But I suggest outside just because that's where the fresh air is. And do a 20-minute walk, but don't walk to exhaustion. Make sure that you don't do an out and back that might get to be too far. Do like a just around your block so that if you once you get around the block, you think, oh, I think I could go around the block again, and then do it again. But give yourself, an out if you start to get tired. You want to start with activities that fall within the easy workout zone. This is what a lot of athletes call zone one. Now, zone one is working in about 50 to 60% of your maximum heart rate. So, for example, for me, what you do, you take the number 220, 220, and subtract your age. Now, that is your approximate maximum heart rate. Now, multiply that number by 0.60, that's 60%, and that is 60% of your maximum heart rate. And that's where you want to start working. If you have a heart rate monitor, you can keep an eye on that. If you don't have a heart rate monitor, just make sure that you're able to carry on a conversation while you are doing whatever exercise it is, a walk, say. And that is a good indicator that your heart rate is low enough to be considered zone one. Another thing you can do is if you don't feel like you could do a walk around the neighborhood, do some yoga. There are so many free beginner classes available on YouTube that are usually around 20 to 25 minutes. It's a good way to do something, an activity that keeps your heart rate lower, but it also works on your flexibility. And it's just an opportunity to do a little movement. And sometimes just that little bit of movement is the mental kick that you need. It's good for your mental state. We always start when we're coming back after illness, we always start with aerobic activity before we go back to the gym to do any kind of resistance work. And when you finally do get to the gym, you are not going to start with the same weight, same amount of reps, same amount of sets that you were doing pre-illness. You're going to want to start with 50% of what you were doing before. So, say you were doing shoulder presses with a 15-pound weight. Well, when you start back, say you were doing 15 reps, you were doing two sets of 15 reps of 15 pounds. When you start back, you're going to do one set of eight reps of 8 pounds. Start there. The next thing is, so many of us, when we get sick, either we don't feel like eating and we can't eat, or we indulge in, well, I guess I'll say it, bad nutrition. We want comfort food, or we'll just eat whatever because you don't feel good. It's important that if you haven't been able to eat, or you haven't been eating well, or haven't been eating right, start getting your nutrition back on track, like immediately. Sleep. Now, when you're returning to your workouts after being sick, I mean, you've slept a lot while you were sick, but once you start working out, your body is shifting to a different kind of working out, and you are going to be exhausted. Even if you're doing half of what you were doing before, you're going to be exhausted. So you need to get good sleep. It's so very important. Even if while you're still in this kind of recovery zone, if you can take a little 20-minute power nap in the afternoon, it's going to benefit you so much. The other thing to remember is if you had in your plan before, you were working out every day, say you were working out 6 days a week. When you return to working out, you might not be able to do 6 days a week for a hot minute. You might need to take an extra rest day in between. So you might work out one day, take a rest day, then work out the next day, then take a rest day. You may have to do that for a week or so just to get your body used to working out again. So when you're ready to start increasing your workout time or intensity or weight, you're not going to do it all at one time. You're not going to start with a 20-minute walk and then the next day you're going to run 5 miles. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to need to increase a little bit day by day. Say 10% at a time until your body is good with that. Then you increase another 10% until your body is good with that. And it may take, they say, for every day that you were down, you know, it may take 3 days to every day that you were down to kind of get back on track. So say you were on the couch for a week. That would be 21 days. That would be 3 solid weeks of getting your body back to where it was before. Just know that it's going to be that way and accept it. Follow your body's rules. So the other thing is, if you're like me, you may have had some goals in mind. You may have been training for something specifically before you got sick. I was training for a half marathon that is happening in 10 days. And I'm still not 100%. I do not plan on running for probably another week because my lungs are still a little compromised and I don't want to do any damage. So I'm not going to be able to do that half marathon. So you may have to adjust some goals for any competitions you may have had or had schedules. And it's okay. For me, it's a half marathon. It's a great one. I've done it before, but it's not the last one that there'll ever be. I'm just gonna have to reschedule that when I'm feeling better, because nobody wants to push themselves, number one, to make their body do something that their body doesn't want to do. Number two, I mean, if you're gonna do it, you want to make sure that you're at your best. Nobody wants to run at not their best, because it won't be memorable. In fact, it may be miserable, and it may keep you from ever wanting to do it again. So you wouldn't want to do that to yourself, that's for sure. So just be realistic with any kind of goals you have. But the thing is, you do have to put a plan in place. Me, I'm not going to be able to do this half marathon. So I've already started to think, well, what could I do? If I can't do that one, maybe I'll do the 5K series that's coming up later this fall. and into the winter. Maybe I could do that instead. But I'm definitely going to be putting a plan in place. And that's a good thing to do because, like for me, my running really depends on an event that I'm trying to get ready for. So I want to continue to do that. Okay, just to recap, let's go back. Get 20 minutes of sunshine every day. Get outside, get some fresh air. To clean your space. Get all those germs and funkies out of there. Three, start with a 20-minute walk outside, preferably, but do not walk to exhaustion. Four, start with activities that fall in the easy workout zone, zone one, 50 to 60% of your maximum heart rate. Do some yoga. There are many free beginner classes online. Just do a little movement. Kick up that mental juice. Always start with aerobic activity, but if you go back to the gym, do 50% of what you were doing pre-illness. Number seven, if you haven't eaten well during your illness, get your nutrition back on track. Number eight, sleep, 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 sleep. Number nine, take extra rest days if you need them. And then increase your activity, intensity, weight reps 10% at a time. And adjust your goals for any competitions or plans that you have for your fitness. It's okay. It's okay. They'll still be there. The bottom line is that you have to be patient. It's gonna take time. It's gonna be one day at a time. And you're probably saying, well, that's easier said than done. And I know patience is not one of my virtues. And I don't like being sick, but I tell you what, I equate being sick with being injured, and I have been injured quite a bit in my competitive athletic career. And when those things happen, there's just no way around it. You can be mad or be sad for a second, but then you gotta get through it, and you gotta make a plan for when you're ready to come out on the other side. When you're sick, you have no control. The only control you have is how you respond to the illness. You're just gonna have to let it happen. Do what your body's telling you to do, and then put it into a good place. Put your body in a good place that you're able to come back even stronger. But the most important thing is to not make your illness an excuse to fall off the workout wagon and not get back on. There is never an excuse for that. The benefits of your continued fitness post-illness are great. I wish you all the very best of health, and I hope that you do not get sick. I'm going to tell you right now, don't get sick. But if you do, know that it's not going to last forever. Your body is just working out in a different way and will get back to you in your fitness routine. So you just have to be patient. If you know someone who is sick or frustrated with starting again, share this episode with them. They may need permission or a little kick in the pants to get started again. I had to start again this week. Ugh, it's hard. It's hard. I am there with you. I started with a walk and some light stretching. And just yesterday, I added in some resistance training at 50% of the weight and the time that I was doing before. And like I said, I've put together a plan, and I'm going to work that plan as long as my body agrees to that plan. But I'm willing to be flexible too because, sometimes sickness is like everything. It's two steps forward, one step back. So I do expect to need to take a rest day here and there, or maybe a couple, if I need to. I'm not going anywhere, and I have the time, so I'm gonna do my darndest to do it the right way. So thanks for listening. And remember, if you need to put a plan together for your intentions and for your fitness goals, make sure to check out my You Deserve It notebook, goal tracker, planner, and journal. It is at Amazon. It's a great place to start putting down all of your thoughts on where you want to be in a year and in 3 years and in 5 years. And it's all in one place. So look for that link in the show notes and go check it out. And remember, show as much compassion to others as you need in your sick bed today. It should be the goal of everyone to make the world a better place, starting with ourselves. Sending you all the love. Till next time. See ya. We'll be right back.